USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats voted along party lines to allow Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to refer to President Trump's tweets about minority Democratic lawmakers as racist, overriding House rules and GOP objections. Under House rules, the president may not be called a racist, but the Democrats use their majority to override that House rule. And after all that, the House did vote to condemn President Trump's tweets that were targeting four congresswomen. The vote did mainly fall along party lines, with a handful of Republicans joining all the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reminds us of what the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia used to say.
He said, "I don't attack people, I attack ideas." And I think that's a good lesson for all of us.
And in San Francisco, a 4.3 earthquake hit this afternoon with no injuries or damage reported. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The head of Facebook's new digital currency division is trying to address lawmakers' concerns. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says Facebook likes to talk a big game.
How do we know that this isn't going to change? And how do we know you're actually going to do that based on your track record of failing and violating and deceiving in the past?
A week of events to remember a huge first for humankind has begun. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Liftoff on Apollo 11.
As events began to mark 50 years since the historic first mission to the moon, the Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong's spacesuit went on display at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. for the first time in 13 years. And as it did, Vice President Mike Pence was on hand, saying of the mission,
"It was a contribution to the life of this nation, to the history of the world."
Armstrong died in 2012, but the surviving Apollo 11 crew members are taking part in anniversary events at the Kennedy Space Center all week.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Speaking at the White House today, President Trump says that Honduras and Guatemala are sending hardened criminals in migrant caravans that are traveling to the United States.
When you form a caravan, if a government is at all a government, they don't have to allow that caravan to come up. So if they're not going to play ball, that's okay with me. We're not going to play ball with them. We don't give them any more money. They've been ripping us off for years. We were giving them hundreds of millions of dollars like fools for years. And all they did is send us up. A lot of people caused a lot of problems, and a lot of the people in those caravans were criminals.
The president's comments there as the Trump administration announced plans to curb asylum claims. As students gear up to go back to school, families plan to spend more than ever on supplies. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
In a survey of over 7,600 consumers, the National Retail Federation reports those supplies ranging from pencils and backpacks to computers and dorm refrigerators is at an all-time high. Mark Matthews is with the National Retail Federation.
Consumers overall say they're going to spend about $1,673 on both back to school and back to college. That breaks out into spending for back to school of about $697 and for back to college about $977.
Total spending for families for K-12 and for college combined is estimated at $80.7 billion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.